Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, boy el paroi. Zohar HaKadosh Frek, it should really say Lech el paroi. What's the Lashon? Boy el paroi. As Lamaisa, the Baal HaTurim says that boy is Gematria 3, because there's 3 Makis left. There were 7 Makis in Parshas Bo'era, and there's 3 Makis in Parshas Boy, so that's why it says boy. And I heard also that boy is the Rosh HaTevis of all of the Makis that are in the Parsha. Boy is Bechoiris, and Aleph is Arbe. When Choyshech Zetminisht, Choyshech you don't see. And Lemaisa, another reason why it's called Parshas Boy is because of Shoivavim. We know that it's the weeks of Shoivavim now, and Shoivavim is the Rosh HaTevis of Shmoyis Ve'era Boy, B'Shalach. It's Nisht Shoivavim, it's Shoivavim. That's Eichet HaTeretz. Avos, this is Parshas Boy. Akaponim, the Abish that tells him, Boy El Paroi, Ki Ani Echbarati Esliboi, State of Emes HaYisoid. Paroi represents the Yetzahara. It's boy el pari, a person has to know to confront the Yetzirah. And don't be frightened, don't think that you won't be able to kiyachal nuchala, no. Because ki ani echbarati yislib, it's up to Rabbi Yishlam, I'm the one that set this up. I'm the one that made the Yetzirah oichet. So don't be worried about the mulchama, you'll be able to be kiyachal nuchala, boy el pari, ki ani echbarati yislib. You have Makis Arbe. The emes is, if you look, it doesn't say anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Makis Arba. But Derech Klal, in the Seder Advarim, there were certain Makis that there was Asra, not Asra, by the Or, by the Beis Parei. There's a whole Seder in the Tzach Hadash Bacha. The Mefarshim talk about the different, the Seder of the Hasrois. Over here by Arba, it doesn't say anywhere where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu about Arba. He comes and tells Parei about Arba, but the Eberster didn't tell him about Arba. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know it's Arba? Zok the Daskenim, because it's the Tzach Adash Be'achav, so Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it's something with an Aleph. That doesn't say Arba yet, but Moshe Rabbeinu knew it's something with an Aleph, because it's Be'achav, is with an Aleph. As the Toisus HaRosh, that there's a Gzeirah Shava. It says over here, Laman Tesaper Bosnei Bincha, and in Sefer Yoyel, in Shrei Osor, in Tanakh, it says, Tisapru, by the Arba in Yoyel. And even though Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon, and Sefer Yoel Bechal wasn't written yet, but Moshe Rabbeinu was yolif gzeirah shava tisaper tisaper b'tzir, that it's with an aleph, hatafrishtana, that it's makis arbe. In the Chasam Sofer, says even an interesting, a bigger chiddush, he says that the Eibush left it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that said it's arbe. Farshteitzach, he had a gzeirah shava and it's with an aleph, but it was Moshe Rabbeinu taka. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood, because after the Barad, the Pasuk says that there was some, the Chit of HaKusemes Loinuku Ki Afiloi Sein, and he saw that most of the crops were destroyed, and it has to be something that's going to give him a makib, a patish, to the destruction of the crops, v'tzirif, that it starts with an aleph, and tesaper, tesaper, and Moshe Rabbeinu was yolif, to say that it's arbe. And it's interesting, you could still see, we'll see behemshich, it's mavur, that the makis are keneged, the asorim amoris, shenivra ha'olam. There's a lot of inyonim in the svarim in them, that the Eser Makis is connected to the Eser Mamoris, but Mizem Bamshach. So there's a Shiloh, which Makis is connected which one? The Pashtus, it goes backwards. Makis Bechoyrois. Makis Bechoyrois is Bereshus Borolekim. Bereshus Nami Maimaru. Bereshus Bishvil Yisrael, Shanikra Reshus. Reshus Yisrael is Bini Bechoyri Yisrael. Bereshus is Makis Bechoyrois. By Choyshech, it was Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moish v'aysom. Zvayihi or. Like some of the mefarshim, arbe is keneged yihiro kia, that the Eberus b'shem came now from the until now he was mocking him in the tachtoinim, now he wants to show that he's shoylet b'el yoinim, also from the Shemayim came the arbe. But there's a pshat that the mimer of that's parallel to arbe is tache ha'oretz deshe. And we know Chazal say in Bereshis that the deshe themselves were lomed a yalfusa by atzmon to be moitzi the right deshe. As they bring Rashi, it's a medrash, Rashi brings in Bereshis. So parallel by Arba, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that, Durchebrek, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that it's Arba. Lamaisa, at this stage, Pari already is caving in, and he starts saying, you want to go out on a trip, maybe, on a 3-day Shabbos, Eschaskas. Mi v'mi ha'olchim, Zok the Baal HaTurim, mi v'mi Ha'olchem is gematria kolei ubin nun. So the Pshat is Kenzayin, what he's saying is that the Shakavatari is Pari saying, what are you going to the Midbar? Don't you realize that Ru'uki Ro Negit Pineichem, and that the whole, in the Midbar, the whole door is going to be Nifter, Chutz from Kolev and Yeshua Ben Nun? Mi Vami Ha'olchem, don't you realize it's just going to be Kolev and Ben Nun? And Moshe Rabbeinu answers back, no. V'noreinu u'vizkeinenu Nelech. Even though Taka, the people from 20 years old to 60 year olds all died in the Midbar, oh, but don't worry, v'noreinu u'vizkeinenu, the ones that are older than 60 and the ones that are younger than 20. Those are going to be enough. That was the Shaka Pari saying, it's only me for me. There's a shaila why it's broken up that there's 7 makas in Parshas Va'era and 3 makas in Parshas Boy. In the setup, etzim, it's Tetzach Hadash Be'acham. Borer already goes with Arbe. Why is it broken up like that? So I saw an interesting Zach. Be'emes, there's a shtikla or by Choshech. Rashi wakes up and he asks Akasha, Rashi frekt, so Vosef is punked by Choshech. Rashi gives 2 pshatim why he brought Choshech. If you go through the Midrashim and the different Mepharshim say that it's Tachsisei Mulchama and it's Mida Keneged Mida, every one of the Makas. Rashi still, the Veloma Hevi Aleim Choshech. So I saw pshat that the Emes Pari originally was Koifer Sayin Kodesh Baruch Hu and Sayin Klal Yisrael, the Elyonis of Klal Yisrael. If you'll notice, after the end of Parshas Va'era, after Makas Barad, the Pari already says a lashon Chatosi Apam Hashem Hatzadik Vani Va'Ami Arshon. So he was masking to the Chelik that Hashem. That's one Maracha. That's the end of Parshas Va'era. But Verzot Klal Yisro. After Arbe, he changes his lashon already. Chatosi Lashem Aleikechem V'Lochem. Now he realizes he says he was pagan Klal Yisro. And that's why it's separated. In Parshas Ve'era we spelled up that he finally says Chatosi Vashem. Shem Atzad. After Arbe, that's the Parsha already. Now he already was masking Chatosi Vashem Alekechem Vilochem. Frek Rashi, V'lom Hevi Aleim Choshech Meseder. That's the Seder Advar. And what's in it Choshech? So Rashi has to go tell what Choshech is. So it's talk a different Indian that he should find the Oitzris. Makas Bechayrus, Bechlal is already an Andershimus. But could be that's the Seder Advar. Now on the Etzem Zach, Rashi spells Lom Hevi Aleim Choshech. So Rashi brings 2 Pshatim. One is because they want to be Koiver, the 80% of Klal Yisrael, the Arba Choymish that was Nifter, that Pari shouldn't see the Tsar, that they've been Koiver the Rishoyim, and also to be Mechapis the Oitzris. But I heard, there's another Pshat also, why is Rashi spelling Lom Hevi Aleim Choshech? Because the purpose of all the Makis is Laman Yedu, Mitzrayim, Laman Yedu, Klal Yisrael. Over Choshech you don't see. He wasn't able to move. Choshech Zekmanish. So Frek Rashi, Lom Hevi Aleim Choshech, all the other ones we have in Teretz. Leman Yedu. Over Choshech Zekmanish. So Rashi, the 2 reasons. For the Kvuris Rishoyim, and also to be able to see the Oitzris. The Chanukah Satoyrish tells, why did Rashi have to bring 2 Pshatim on Choshech? Lom Hevi Aleim Choshech, 2 Pshatim. For the Kvura and for the Oitzris. Why do you have to have 2 Pshatim? So he says, he brings a medrash. The medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Malachim if they should bring the Mark of Choshech. V'hiskimu kulam. The ganze pamal yishal malo was all masked and there should be a Mark of Choshech. Now you know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a Bezdin, that kulam ro'u lochov, that to be choyva, a Bezdin, that the entire Bezdin, without a yoytzim and a klal, was machriya for choyva, then you'd have to do zakai. There has to be that there's a roif, maybe even a very big roif, 21 against 2. Or, but it can't be kol HaBezdin. If it's kol HaBezdin, one way, and in Bezdin Shekulam Ro'ol L'Choyva, then it's Taka Zakai. Now here it says V'Skimu Kulam, the Ganzer Pamal Yishamal. Zatechnuk Satera, yeah, but there was 2 reasons for Choshech. If they would all have agreed to the same reason, that would be called the Bezdin that they all agreed on the same thing. The Far Brink Rashi Taka, the Medrash says it was V'Skimu Kulam, oh, but there's 2 dinim in Choshech. There was 2 different reasons, and it's upgetelt the two parts. Now it says by Choshech, Loi Ro Ish Esachiv, Veloi Kamu Ish Mitachtav, they weren't able to see, they weren't able to move. There's a big Yisoid over here that's called Choshech. Choshech is when you don't see the other person. That's a Choshech. A person has to be able to know, to see another person, to be nice to, oh, with Chaveiroi, to see another person. Steht na Moshe Rabbeinu, vayigdal Moshe. What was the godless of Moshe? Vayetze aloche vayar besavoysam. He saw another person. Das ist choshech. Loi rol ish esachem. The person thinks only himself. He doesn't see the other person. Das ist choshech. There's a shayla when the mark of choshech was. We already discussed last week that there's a shtickle of a stira. On one hand, the Mishnah says in Idius that the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was Yud Beis Chodesh, which Bepashtus would mean that the Makkah started on Nisan the year before. Le'umazeh, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dafir Aleph, that the Rosh Hashanah hifsik shibud aviseinu b'Mitzrayim, and Rosh Hashanah it stopped the shibud. So you could learn that in the Chanami, the Makkah already started Nisan, and the first few Makkahs, the Yidden was still being Meshubin to the Mitzrayim. We spoke at another Mahalach from the Chassam Sofer that the Makkah started Taka on Rosh Hashanah only. You have to know what it means, Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh then. But there's different shitas when it comes out. Now according to one shita, it comes out that Makkah's Choshech was an Adar. If you're going month at a time, and you're starting Mamash with the previous Nisan, Makkah's Choshech was an Adar, and the Chidah brings that Choshech was on Yud Gimel Adar, ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya arvim moish v'seichem. It's Purim. Vayehudim hoysa oira. Oira is gematria, ba'adar. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya arvim moish v'seichem is vayehudim hoysa oira. That's if you learn it was in Chodesh Adar. There's another pshat that the mark of Choshech was already in Nisan, and it says, we passed this, the mark of Choshech was for 6 days. It says there was 3 days, and then it got even thicker, another 3 days. So we know all the other markers were 7 days, the Medrash brings like it's Tanoim Bemis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah, whether each Makkah was for 7 days. It says after Dam, it says there were 7 days and then came Tzaradeh. So it's a Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah, the Medrash. The Makkah was for 7 days and there was a 23-day break, or there was a 23-day Makkah and a 7-day break. And Avad al-Khayr by Choshech was only for 6 days. Although we did speak out one shot, Chiddush of the Yafei Toya, one of the Mefarshim in the Medrash, he says Choshech also, like the Mandi Omer that every Makkah was 23 days, Choshech also was a whole bunch of series of 3 days. Like the man that was only 7 days, it was 2 series of 3 days. Like the man that each marker was 23 days, it was 8 series of 3 days. But the Pashtus was only for 6 days, and different than the other markers of 7 days. So there's one shot that the marker started on Zion Nisan. It was Zion Ches, Tes Nisan was the first 3 days. Yud Nisan was Shabbos HaGodol. That year it came out on Shabbos, Kiyodua. Shabbos HaGodol, then they were mafresh to say, and on Shabbos there was no mark of Choshech, it was in Hafsaka, and then the mark continued another 3 days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So it was for an interim of 7 days, the middle day of Shabbos, there was no Choshech. The Chizkuni says that, Choshech was only 6 days, he says really there was a 7th day of Choshech. The 7th day of Choshech was on Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Eibishter made the Anan for the Klal Yisrael, and he made a separate Choshech for the Mitzrayim. Interesting, Loshen, the Chizkuni says, the Eibishter was goynes the Choshech. The last day of Choshech, he was goynes it and saved it for Kriyas Yamsuf. I know that it was Roha Ha'or, Shakovish Baruch Hu Gonzai Latzadikim Lassid Lovi, the Eibishter was goynes the Or. Over here you see the Chizkuni says that the Eibishter was goynes the Choshech. And that leads us to a very interesting question. It's a big Arichus. In the Rishonim, the Goyim, Achareinu talk about us, it's a big tumult. Whether Choshech is a Bria. Is Choshech just heder or an absence of or is Choshech a Bria? The Chizkuni says here, the Eibishter was Goyim is the Choshech. What is Choshech? On one hand, the Gemara says, in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, a list of Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Asara Dvorim, Shenivru V'yoyim Rishonim. And it gives a list, Shamayim V'aretz, Or V'choshech, Toyu V'voyu, a list of 10 things. Choshech is a list on the Bria. On the other hand, there are Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra, Rav Sadia Goyim, that Choshech is only the absence of Or. It's interesting, the Gemara in Tomid, the Aflamid Beis, that there were 10 questions that Alexander Mokdon asked the Chachamim, and one of them was, what was created first, Or or Choshech? And the Marshova, the Slatzhanagi says, Das Haminim, Shah Choshech is only Heder Or, but we know, Anachnu Adas Maminim, that we in my men, that Choshech is a Metzias, it's a Bria, it's Yesh Me'ayin, Yoitzer Or, Uvoyre Choshech. Aber besetzt sich bechol sich selbst am Achleukes. The Netziv, in the beginning of Masech, the Pesachim, also learns that it's a Metzias, Vayikra Elikim La'oyer Yoyim, in the Gemara Pesachim Darshan, Hashem called over to the Or. He called it. He said, Or, come here. And he put it in charge of the Yoyim. V'lachoyshech, he called over to the Choyshech, and he put him in charge of Laila. He called over to it, he spoke to it. It was a Metzias of Choyshech and Or. And then Netziv explains, what's the purpose of this Bria of Or, of Choyshech? Nanir, the Eberste created a Choyshech. What was the purpose of this creation? If there's no Or, it's also dark. What's the purpose of Choyshech? So he says, in Choyshech, the light shines better. He brings a Yerushalmi, it's also a Medrash, that says that there were people living in a cave, and they didn't know it was pitch dark in the cave. They didn't know when it's day and when it was night. So the Torah said they lit a candle, and when the candle shined brighter, they knew it was night, because that's when there's Choyshech. And in Choyshech, a light shines better. That's the Metzias of Choyshech. Someone once asked me, how did Choyshech get into the cave? And it's a klotzkasha. The Choyshech doesn't... Someone once said, the sunlight gets blocked by a cave, but Choyshech doesn't come from the sun. It's Choyshech, it's there, it's in the cave. But upon him, when there's Choyshech, not when it's dark, not when there's the absence of light. Because in that cave, there was absence of light during the daytime also. But when it was Choyshech, then the light shines better. It's interesting that the Sephornis Shita is among the Shitas that Choyshech is not a Bria. But the Sephornis over here by us, by the Maka of Choyshech, says that B'derech Klal Choyshech in the Bria is not a Metzias. It's just head their oil. But over here by the Maka of Choyshech, the Maka of Choyshech was a Metzias. Now what's the purpose of this Metzias? Exactly the opposite of the Netziv. That candlelight shouldn't work. The Netziv is saying that if Choyshech is a Bria, B'alma, the Matara is for light to work better. However, the Sephornis who's talking, not a Steve, he's talking about the Maka of Choyshech. Here the Choyshech was to that it shouldn't be. Now the Shitas that go and talk about the Rechen with the Tzad that it's not a Bria is Rav Sadia Goin. The Goin talks about it also. The Ibn Ezra. Oh, but it's interesting. It looks like it's a Bach in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Asher Yotzar, in the Torah, in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Vav, in the Nusach of Asher Yotzar, we say Chalulim Chalulim, and there's a Shail in the Girsa. Is it Chalolim Chalolim or Chalulim Chalulim? Chalolim Chalolim would mean empty space. You have Eivorim and Yukuf, but there's empty space in them. And Chalulim is, it's an Eivor that has a Chalal. So the Beis Yosef says you have to say Chalulim, because you can't say Asher Yotzar Chalolim. Hashem wasn't Yotzar the Chalal. The Chalal is just there, right? The whole of the donor. It's not. It's Zok the Bach. No, Lo Eivam the Nusach to be Chalolim. In the end, he's Chalulim. He says you're supposed to say Chalulim. But he says, that's not a raya that you can't say Chalolim. What? It's Shver, because he's saying Asher Yotzar. It also says, Yotzar Oyer Uvoyre Choyshech. And everyone knows Choyshech is only Heder of Or. And still it applies to say, Boyre Choyshech. It's a pass. I was like, Voltus Kipas Zogin. Chalolim. Chalolim. Now, what's the purpose of this Bria of Choyshech? The Netziv says that it should light better. Oh, but the emes is, it says, by the Bria Sa'olim, the Eivish that created Choyshech and then he created Or. Tzadik in a few places writes about this. That that's the way the world runs. First the person goes through Choyshech and then he gets to Or. First the person has to take off the klipa of a Pri and then you can get to the Pri. And it's not because that's the Seder Advarim. A person shouldn't be Meyuyish, a person shouldn't be Tzabrochen about a Matzav of Choyshech, if there's a Yoim Choyshech by him. The Matara of the Choyshech, after the Choyshech, Boy Yavoy Ha'or. The person has to know that's the Kachit Bi HaKadosh Baruch from the Bria. That that's the Seder Advarim. First there's a Choyshech, then there's an Or. We know there's two kapitlach in Tehillim that talk about Riches about the Makis. There's a lot of drushes and in Yoram that you can learn out about the Makis in the Tehillim in Kapitel Ayin Ches and in Kapitel Kuf Hei. That is, in both those kapitlach it says the Makis in the wrong order, and there's a Asach like in them. That's why we say the Tzachadash Ba'achav, that we go with the Seder of Parshas Ve'era and Boy, not with the Seder of Tehillim. That's the Simen, not to go with the Seder of Tehillim. There's many words over there. One shtel, there's a pasuk over here. It says, "Sholach choyshech vayechshach, v'loy moru es dvorei." The Eibush sent the Mitzrayim choyshech, and they weren't moru es dvorei. The Mitzrayim weren't mamrid. What's he saying? What are we saying? A shvach about the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim weren't moru in Hakadosh Baruch. So there's a pshat from the Noam Elimelech. He says, everyone knows that the Eibush already said in the Bris Ben Absorim that the Yidden are supposed to be in Mitzrayim. So why is it the Mitzrayim's fault? They get such a punishment, Eser Makis and everything. Was then in they shulbit? Kach, Goza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitchila, and the Bris Ben Absarim, Arba Me'er Shona, Be'eretz Lo Elohem. Was then in the Mitzrayim shulbit? Is the emphasis is one to his is Mizok? Shainim already say, I think. Veret Gebet in the Mitzrayim to be, to donate themselves, to do it. Avad, there was a gzera that they have to be in Eretz Lo Elohem. Veret Kibet in the Mitzvah to be Koifetz Baroish, to be the one that's going to be Zoichel to do it. Oh, but there's a Pshad, Zochtan El Melech Hazeh. Avad, the Eberstein made a Gzeir by the Brisbane of Sarum, and the Gzeir on the Niach not like this Teretz, was that the Mitzvah is supposed to be Meshavah the Yid. So why is the Mitzvah's fault? Avad, it's the Mitzvah's fault. Meshavah the Yid. They should have been Moirin in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the punishment here. Shalach Choshech Vayechshach, why are the Mitzvah punished? Because for my moral was tvoroi. Avad it was a gzera the Brisbane of Sarum. Or about them alain zen and they should. Like they should have been moired by Malchus. The Abish wants to make a gzera on the Yidden. The Mitzrayim shouldn't do it. Even I'm going now that they should have relied a different nation with it. And yet the gzera was thought that it's supposed to be in Mitzrayim. Or it's vaiter a time on the Mitzrayim. For my moral was tvoroi. As I know for goy first thing. That even if he thinks that kachu a gzera, Esav sign of Yaakov, of er, what's his mutal of em, er dav zayn, but like, moral as the bar, he should be moral in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, nish painig zayn ahid. We mentioned already the idea that the Aseres HaDibris are parallel to the Asorim HaMorish in Evra Olam, and we said, Bereshis is connected Makis Bechoyres, Vayihi Oyer connected Choyshech, Vechulei, it goes, there's a Seder HaDvorim. So I saw that the Pshat is Azay. The Emes is the Avis that created the world originally with Asorim Amoris. Later on it became Aseres HaDibrois, when he brings down the Torah. And we know that the Emes there were two Briyas Ha'olam. There was a Briyas Ha'olam B'teva with Asorim Amoris. But then there was Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah and a Klal Yisrael. That's also a Briyas Ha'olam. HaChoydesh Hazeh Lochem. Tishrei is the beginning of the year. It's Rosh Hashanah, but it's the seventh month. Nisan is called the first month. It's not the beginning of the year, right? The beginning of the year is Tishrei, of Bria Sa'olam, but it's Chodesh HaShvi'i. Because there was a Bria Sa'olam of the original, of the Welt, in B'teva, and then there's the Bria of Klal Yisrael, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Matan Torah. Then there was a Aseres HaDibrois. Dibrois is a starker relation. The Emes, the Abish that originally created the world, it was just with Asorim Amoris, it was still shaky. Tanai Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not yet established. The Abish that had to first give Makis, Eser Makis to the Teva. After he gives Eser Makis to the Teva, then it's Hoifich Asorim Amoris, and it enables it to be Aseres HaDibros. It's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, when he wants to tell the Rabbeinu Shalom that he's not the one to be sent, Loi Ish Dvarim Anoichi, Moshe Rabbeinu says. There's a pasuk. Eilu hadvarim. Asher diber Moshe. Earth is up. Loi ish dvarim anoichi. Loi kasha kan lifnei eser makis kan laachar eser makis. The eser makis was hoifich asorim amorois, which is shaky, into being aseres hadibrois. And that's the parallel of the asorim amorois with the aseres hadibrois. Durch the eser makis. Shasant, we know there's a machloikas, how many makis there were. Also in the Kapit Vemis, we say it in the Haggadah, but it's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapit Lain Ches. Yishlach bom charein apoy, evro vazam, vitzorah, mishlachas malach eroim, the Gemara knows that it's a machloikas, tanoim, the Brisa says, saying in the Haggadah. We know that one man the Yomah says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says there was 10 makis in the shrine, and that's Etz Be'alikim, and in the Yam was 50 makis, because it's a yoda gedoyla, so it's 5 times more. But Rabbi Elazar argues, he says, no, each Makkah in Mitzrayim was already 40. Was 4. Because he darshens this pasuk in Tehillim. I was like, there's 40 and then 200. Rabbi Akiva says, each Makkah in Mitzrayim was 5, so there's 50 in the Mitzrayim, and 250 Alayam. Agan Tzarichas, we want to have so many Makkahs. So first of all, why do we want to have so many Makkahs? What's going on there? So one shot is because the Eibishter was Maftiach, Kol HaMachla Shasamti B'Mitzrayim Lo Yosim Alecha. Kol HaMachla Shasamti B'Mitzrayim Lo Yosim Alecha. The more that we make a cheshbon after Mitzrayim, it's more that won't be for us. And with an under nusach, whatever the makas were on the Mitzrayim, they were. But by breaking them up into more, the Ebrus said he's not going to give us the makas that he gave the Mitzrayim. Maybe a halba makas he would give. But by breaking up the makas into smaller pieces, and each one is already called Dasa da full makeh, that also, that much also would be Loi Osam Alecha. On the other hand, we know that the Eibishter was Maftiach, Ki Yemei Tseis Chomei Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois, that the Nisim V'Neflois that are going to be Lasid Lovi Aka'ainu Che'efes, what was by Mitzrayim, it's going to be Mishtakech, the Nisim of Mitzrayim. And therefore, when Marba and Marba, more Makis that happened in Mitzrayim, it's for the Arenu Neflois of what will be afterwards. I saw this, Fasemis writes, if you're telling me that in the Mitzrayim it was Etzbe Elikim, and then you're darshaning that in the Yamsef was five times as more, because it's Yod HaChazakah. He says, the Geula HaAsida, whatever we understand, it's just a Melitza copy of our, to Mesaber HaSoizen, that there's an Etzba of Elikim, and then a Yad. He says, La'asid Lovi, it's going to be Zeh Hashem Kivinu, like Ki'ilu a full goof. If you want to understand how it's said, there's an Etzba, there's a Yad, because Yamsef was a Yad, La'asid Lovi, it's going to be Zeh Hashem Kivinu, like Molei Koy Mosai, of whatever that means. It's Fasemis right, though, very interesting Zach, that if you, we know there were Aseres Hadibrois, but the Aseres Hadibrois encompassed Taryag Mitzvahs. Similarly, he says the Makis, there was 10 Makis, there was Taryag Makis. Because if you add up Rabbi Yosi Aglili, 10 and 50. Rabbi Lezer, 40 and 200. Rabbi Akiva, 50 and 250. Plus 10 Makis, plus the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, is Taryag. And that's the parallel, the same way there's Aseres Hadibrois with Taryag Mitzvahs HaKlulim Bahem. Parallel to that is the Aseres, the Eser Makos with the Taryag that's encompassed into it. And we said already that it's interesting exactly, there's a Rabbeinu Yoin in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, Emor Ma'at Va'aseh Harbeh. We're saying that we're counting so many Makos because Lo'asid Lovi will be more. The Rabbeinu Yoin writes, it says, Emor Ma'at Va'aseh Harbeh. The Eibush that promised by the Bris Ben Absorim, how did he describe that he's going to punish the Mitzrayim? He told Avram Avinu, V'achra came, Don Anoichi. Two words, Don Anoichi, or even two letters, Don. He's going to damn them. And what did he do in the end? There's different gears than Rabbeinu Yoin, either with 72 words or 27 words, he quotes Psukim, that the Eibush that was damned the Mitzrayim. So Allah has Kama V'Kama, brings from Rav Sadia Goyim, if on the Geula Asida, how much Psukim and Prokim and Svarim in Tanakh are talking about the Gula Asida, Allah has Kama V'Kama what it really would be. If by Mitzrayim what the Eibush said was Don Anoichi, and it was Emor Ma'at V'Osa Harbe, that much more, Allah has Kama V'Kama, Allah Osa love it. The Ramah in Arachayim, in Hilchas Pesach, in Tav Ayin Gimel, he says, Noyagin, that was Zoyrik, a little bit from the Kois, with our Etzba, when we get to the Eser Makis, and also the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, and also eight Dam Vo'esh V'Simreis Oshon, and therefore 16 times, Tzach HaKol from the Maril, the Ramah is bringing, 16 times we throw out a little bit of Dam with the Etzba. So the Magen Avraham says over there, the remez of Dafka spilling out 16 times is because there's a shame, we spoke about other times, of Yoyhoch, that the Eibishter, that's a shame that the Eibishter is a Shmira on Klal Yisrael. So it's Yud Vav Hach. We stell in the Makis 16 times. Yud Vav Hach. That's the name, it's a certain name of a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chasam Sofer says, that's the Mogen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch. The Chasam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch, he says, that it says the Makis was Etzba. He says Etzba is 163. Now all the 10 makas were etzba, which is 163. That means each maka was 16.3. That's 16, that's the yud vav hach. And what's the 0.3? Because there's tagin on the oisis and the yud vav. That's the 0.3. And that's etzba. All 10 makas were etzba elikin. And then interesting, he parallels that. He says it says by the luchos also, by haluchos etzba elikin, because the luchos were etzba elikin because. And he says a lashon, it's a lashon of a chazal, safra v'saifa yoredu kruchim la'olam. The makas with the mitzvahs came that together. We spoke before about the parallel between the eseres hadibris and the eser makas, the tariag mitzvahs, the tariag makas, and now the etzba elikim, which is 10 of them together, is etzba, is 163, because each one is 16.3. As I use up to chasam sofer in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, there's a sach da, there's ganze sugyas and psachim Korban Pesach. There's Kiddush HaChodesh, the Bechlal, there's a yam. There's a yam of sugis over here. Any Bechdesh Sheyastik, Memes Yam, full, and the Schinach, there's Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzi, Tashbisu, Shviris, at some ways, the Pesach, Gans Pesach, the Pesach. State, Vayihi be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, Yotzu kol tzivois Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So in the Ali Shur, he says, stating this pasuk, Klal Yisrael is called Tzivois Hashem. Klal Yisrael is an army. Klal Yisrael is a vada mishpacha, we're all b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But Klal Yisrael is an army. It's a Tzivah Hashem. Now in a tzava, everyone gets gayes to a tzava. And when you mitgayes to a tzava, you're not given a choice. And you're told which begodim to wear. And you're told what you're allowed to do, when you're allowed to do it, how you're allowed to do it. And it's very rigid, a schedule. And on one hand, a person might think when they're forcing him to be mitgayes, so then he's losing his identity, he's losing his freedom. But the emes is, it's a very opportunistic thing to be in the army, because a person could rise from being a pashut soldier in the army. A person, it's a hechatimtza to rise up on a rung of ladder, rungs of a ladder of going higher and higher. Avada, you have to listen to the pekudot, you have to listen to the what they say, what the mitzaviyu, and there's begodim miyuchadim, there's tzitzis, there's tefillin, there's galal, there's betshura, and then there's the techsisei hamulchama of the tzava, becharbi uvekashti, which is betzloisi uvevausi, and when a person is in the army, you can't desert the army, join a different army. It's part of an army. Everyone is miguyas to the matar of the mulchama, and with tzva Hashem, there's a seder of mifakdim that you have to listen to, that tell you taka what the rotzen is for the matara, and that's tzva Hashem. Yeah. It's a gaiva to be part of the army, not to be feeling that they're taking away from you. Adarabba, this is your tafkid, and you have a hechatimtza taka to be oyla ma'ala mola in the marechet of the tzava. At the end of the parsha, you have two parshas that we have in tefillin, Kaddishli and Hoyiki B'yacha, which is two of the four parshas that you have in tefillin. There's a medrash that says that from the Korban Pesach that they shechted in Pesach Mitzrayim, they took the oiros of that Korban Pesach. Those were the oiros that they used to make the tefillin. I don't know what they had in their tefillin. We don't have yet Parshas Shema and Parshas V'Hoyim Shemoya. That's later on in Parshas V'Eschanan and Ekev. Vosat Yishtanan and the tefillin during the, especially if Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, it was given later on in the midbar. Wasn't given the tefillin yet. The medrash brings down that from the oiros of the seh of the carbon was the tefillin. One of the dinim you have here in the tefillin is leman ti etoyres Hashem beficha. The Gemara learns out Shabbos menoches mina muter beficha. That tefillin can only be made out of something that's muter beficha, that it has to be made from a behemah kshera. The Gemara's darshan that avad you're allowed to make tefillin out of a treifa or an avela, as long as it's from a min, that's a behemak shera, not from a chazer, not from an arnevet, only from a kosher min, but even if it's a treif or an avela, but it has to be min amutar b'ficha. There's a mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chav Dalid, in the Gemara, Daf Chav Dalid, in the fourth parak in Megillah, the mishnah says, tzipon zov is hareza derech yitzoinim, it's possible. Tefillin can't be made out of zov. That if you mechasa the tefillin with zov, it's possible. So Rashi and Megillah and the Ran and the Bartanur over there in Mishnayis also, they say, why can't you make tefillin out of Zov? Because it says, Men amutar beficha. Men amutar beficha. Frekta the Kveger. Kveger in Mishnayis. And Bemis, there's a Chubas Nayib Yehuda. The Erste Chubas Nayib Yehuda. Zov is not Osir. Oser to eat zav. What's menamut beficha is mamayit zav. It's not oser to eat zav. And that misses the steer of kveges meyer. Rashi menoches daf membeis on this din of tefillin shel zav. Rashi says it's because it's not oyer. Besides that, you need mutter beficha. It has to be oyer, and zav is not oyer. It's not leather. And bechalal Rashi and Sanhedrin says it's halacha lo moshe misinai that it can't be out of zav. Abedosh state in Rashi and Megillah, the Rishonim and Megillah, the Bar Tanur Eichet menamutter beficha. What's the why is zav not mutter beficha? So the Sfasemis in Megillah over there, he says, Minamut beficha says it has to be made out of from a kosher min, but it also has to be from a min that's food. And zav is no good because it's not food. Not because it's not, it's osir to eat it. But Minamut beficha has to be, it has to be something that's a min that's kosher to eat, but it has to be a food that's kosher to eat. From an animal that's food that's kosher to eat. Zav is not food. I'm not sure someone asked me that this gold schlager, that they put gold in the schnapps. I don't know if that's food. I don't know. But the Rashi and the Ran is saying that Zov is possible because it's Menamutte Beficha. The Morgan Avram in Hilchas Shofar in Simen Tovkuf Pei Vav brings that the same way tefillin can't be made out of from a min of that's not a kosher because Menamutte Beficha, similarly a shofar could only be a shofar from a min that's a behemak sheir. It could be from a tray from a nevela, but it can't be from a min that's not kosher. Because weiter, there's a din, the same way there's a din of menamutter beficha by tefillin, there's a din of menamutter beficha by shofar. Fregen d'achroinim, as if they in Morgan Avram, it's even tof kuf peivov. Fregen d'achroinim, the chubas night, the behud over there, other achroinim. Tefillin, there's the alfusa menamutter beficha. Other mitzvahs, verzok, you can't make other mitzvahs out of a min that's not kosher. And Al Roshim, he asks the kasha from the Gemara in Sukkah daf chav gimel, that the Gemara in Sukkah daf chav gimel discusses if you make a doifin sukkah out of a peel. It has to be tied, not tied. Oh, but you can make from an elephant a doifin of a sukkah. So the London says, Tischachin would never have said it, only for the doifin is not the ikar of the mitzvah. By Shofar, it is the ikar of the mitzvah. Emes is poshut, the difference between by a doifin of sukkah, Shofar has to be from a horn of an animal. And there, Zok the Magen Avram, and Chiddush, other argue, but the Magen Avram says it has to be from a kosher animal. A doifin sukkah doesn't have to be made from an animal. It can be made out of eitz, v'eved. We're not going now on Shittas Rav Yoshia. That's a sugya farzach, that the doifin sukkah also has to be made out of, like some Rishonim, out of only things that are kosher peschach. It's a ganze sugya in sukkah dav zayin. Ober, hazei, pepashtis, a doifin sukkah can be made out of anything. Right, that's the shadow of the pillar. The Torah brings down in Hilchas Sukkah that the doifin of the sukkah, the walls, the wood has to be standing upright, because atzei shittim oindim. The Pella, Frank the Bach, he can make it out of stone. How could an upside down wood be worse than. So that's a different shmiz. That's for Vaisukis. Obrak upon him, that would be the chilik. Loilam can zayin be the Morgan Avrov. That by shofar there is a kapeg. If it's a shofar of an animal. So we let me. Ayofusa, I'm Gilimilsa from Tfilin. It should be from a kosher animal. And I'm Mutter Beficha. A doif and sukkah, a peel is missed Erev, Yevin. And the Nadibuta, they handled also another shayla. There's a Chumash Chasam Sofer also about it. They would make peroiches, linoi, in a Beit Knesset, from meshi. Meshi is coming from silk, from a tailas, from something that's not kosher. Actually, that should also be a problem. If noi of a Beit Knesset should also have the kepeid of an amut beficha, nog al menishta zo, yavada, they used to make silk. But that's a kaponim de sugya for men amut beficha. Good.